When I tell people that we run a 1,000-square-foot garden, they nod politely, and when I tell them we give away 1,300 pounds of produce, they gasp. I'm Joanna Jones, and with my husband Bob, our food story is the story of the Giving Garden, a ministry that our church started in 2013. We started the garden as a way to try to help people that didn't have enough fresh produce and maybe didn't fit the qualifications of some of the aid agencies around. We were totally rank amateurs, and we dealt with the usual bugs, and then we acquired a resident deer that would just wander through the garden and stomp on things and eat stuff. But it really built community. It helped us problem solve, and everybody, it turns out, has a favorite food, and everybody has a food memory. These are turnip seeds. They're teeny, teeny, tiny, and we grew turnips, and that was fine, but we found that the seniors in our groups were really resistant to turnips, and individually they would tell us that they had eaten them when they were children, and they were poor during the recession or the depression, and they really didn't have good associations with them, and they didn't want to eat turnips ever again in their lifetime. On the other hand, I am holding a half a pound of our most popular food, which are yellow beans. It's like we're giving away $10 bills. There's just not enough yellow beans in the world, apparently. So it's been really interesting. We get a lot of help from our neighbors. The food goes to social service agencies for the most part. We give it to the Women's Resource Shelter downtown, the homeless shelter downtown, a group called the Bridge of Hope that works with single parents, and the Mommy Shop at the Houserville United Methodist Church. There's no requirements, there's no paperwork. We give the rest of it away to whoever happens to wander too close to me during zucchini season. The joke is if I look at them and they look me in the eye, they end up with zucchini because we have so many. We also grow raspberries and we grow asparagus. It's been delightful and challenging, but my husband is fond of saying it's just dirt in a box. Don't overthink it. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. Our hope as we go forward is to encourage everyone to grow something. Grow it on your porch, grow it on your deck, grow it in your yard, in your driveway, and then give some of it away. It is the best feeling in the world to watch kids pull carrots out of the ground and then take them home to eat them. It's just the best. It doesn't have to be complicated. So we want everyone to go out and put some dirt in a box and see what happens.